Chapter 3. Forget what I said earlier. Best friends very much do care what you look like, especially when they are dragging you to your first ever college party tonight. Yeah, you guys, this is going to be tricky to fix. Meet Zoe Phillips. Jeff and I are in her parents' basement, three neighborhoods over behind the park. Zoe is circling me like she's a trainee witch who's been left alone with the cauldron for the first time. You just have to be kind of quick about it, Jeff says to her, because Quinn and I have to get downtown before traffic hits. Zoe is a former classmate of ours who got her GED and is going to cosmetology college this fall, not beauty school. Do not call it beauty school in front of her, believe me. Just don't do anything too crazy, I say to her. Zoe's own haircut seems to have been achieved by setting fire to it, sticking her head into a food processor, hard to tell. Zoe gathers most of my hair in her hands and then bites her lip. You've got a lot of nerve, she says, grabbing a strangely large pair of scissors, like the kitchen kind. Demanding miracles after you left the house looking like this. That makes me feel kind of bad. If there's one thing I'm usually not that self-conscious about, it's my looks. I even did some modeling when I was little. I mean, just local stuff, but it was still modeling. Apparently, there's a whole new thing to question about my life now. If the way I feel inside is actually eroding my shell into something legitimately ugly. I watch Jeff collapse into this fugly love seat and act like he's having a seizure, just to make me laugh. It works. So, big plans tonight, guys? Zoe says. Her voice is unsteady. A single clip of hair falls to my shoulder. She takes a step back. Here goes everything. Just some party, Jeff goes, at my sister's new place in Squirrel Hill. Had to make sure Quinn didn't show up looking like a lost bet. He gives me the thumbs up in a way that's so earnest I have to look away. Too much kindness in one day and I might internally combust or work.